Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
Hey there, retailers, and welcome to episode number 45 of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. This is our last podcast for the first season. I can't believe we have done a year of podcasting, and I'm so grateful for everybody that has been here. Our reviews are great. I so appreciate it when you leave us a podcast review. I love the questions we're getting. I love that you follow us along in my free Rockstar Creatives group, and we continue our conversation over there regularly. The new friends we have met, the new retailers that have joined our community, has been amazing this year. So I want to shout out and say thank you. We will be back in a couple of weeks. We're only going to take a couple of weeks off of the podcast, but we are just going to take a little tiny break. And I'm so excited, and we have so much content planned. Great stuff. Let's hope we're not talking about COVID a whole lot, but if we have to, we will, if we must. But today I want to talk a little bit about resenting our business. I'm hoping that didn't strike a nerve when I said it, because do you ever resent your business? This is a topic that comes up a lot with retail clients that I have, especially retailers that are in year two and into year three. They have a tendency to start sort of resenting their business. And I want to talk to you today about how to avoid that, how to get out of that funk, and how to fall back in love with your business if that's where you feel that you're headed or if that's where you are. If you are not in that place in your business, I still encourage you to listen, because I don't want you to get to that place of feeling, just resentful of your business. And that happens a lot. I've been speaking with a lot of retailers lately. So we will chat about that today. Before we dive in, I did want to let you know that today, as I record this podcast, our next opening of Retail Made Simple, my four-week business course for creative shop owners, the doors are open until January 14th, 2021, depending when you're listening to this, and our class starts on January 18th. We have an incredible group of retailers that are joining us for this session, and it is a business skills course for creative shop owners. It's written by me for you. If you're listening to this and you're a heart-centered, knowledge-based retailer who's trying to improve retailer or your customers' lives, if you are, you're creating moments and you're building your business and you just need help with the fundamental business skills, I want to encourage you to just have a peek at the Retail Made Simple for Creatives course, or reach out to me and we can have a chat about it and see if it's right for you. But we'll have those links inside the show notes for you here. Let's get going in today's episode. Retail Made Simple, the doors close January 14th. Class starts January 18th. I hope you'll join us. It is an incredible course that I love teaching, and I just hope you'll join us. So today we're talking about whether you resent your retail business, or if you resent your retail business. This strikes such a nerve in my clients' conversations, I guess. They always immediately say no, and then they think about it. Sometimes they're like, yeah, I kind of do. You know, how do we stay energized? How do we stay excited? How do we not burn out, right? Creatives think differently as well, too. We're not just in it to push sales, right? We're not in it to just be hustle mentality. Most of the retailers that I work with, probably if you're listening to this, you are probably of the same mindset. You have built your business maybe from a hobby into a creative business, and you love your business, or you loved it when you first started, and maybe you're falling out of love of your business. And that's what happened to me a long time ago. You know, we can't grow our business if we resent it. So I want to say that again. We can't grow it if we are resenting it. So we cannot resent your business and grow it. That's the message I would like to have you take away. We need to not fall out of love. So this is what happens with a lot of retailers. Again, I mentioned earlier, it's usually year two into year three, because we can do anything for a couple of years, right? But what happens is we start building our business with a passion. We've built it on heart. It gets hard, and we don't mind hard work. We're used to it. We're entrepreneurs. We're fine with hard work, but it's just continually hard. And the honeymoon phase is over. And that's what happens for most retailers. That honeymoon phase is over. It's not fun anymore. You know, and we have to sometimes admit that to ourselves. I had one retailer say the other day, you know, I just want to burn it all down, give it all up. I'm just over it. And, you know, we had the conversation about why and, you know, what was going on, and we dug in deep. And I want to tell you that at the end of that conversation, that retailer did not want to burn down her business. She was fine after. But, you know, it's just, we need to make it fun, and it's okay. It's okay to have fun in our business. We did start with a passion, and we did start building our business with our zone of genius in mind, I guess, what our dream and our ability is. And that's how we started most of our businesses. I started my business, you know, as a creative, as a furniture painter. That's where I started, built my business. And honestly, what I ended up with 3 years later wasn't what I started with. Right? That happens all the time, right? The business that we start with is not the business that we have, which is good and bad, right? We've often talked about this inside the podcast, but I felt like an octopus on roller skates. I heard that imagery or that sentence the other day, and I thought that's exactly what I felt like. And I was just doing all the things. And year number three for me was the magic year, going into year number three. And it was just impossible to keep up with all the things. And this is, again, why my retailers are starting to fall out of business. Some of them say that, you know, and it's not the business that we started with. And it shouldn't be. We should be growing our business. But if we are resenting it, if we are burnt out, if we are just trying to do all the things, we cannot grow it. You know, we can't, the passion's gone. We're just not excited about it anymore. And we just can't keep moving forward if that's the case. I know this past year has been eye-opening. That's the word I want to use for a lot of people. It has brought to light a lot of the things and the gaps, maybe in skills or the gaps in of what we really truly want, or it's brought to surface maybe things that retailers really want from their business. So it's actually been a good thing. Not a good thing. We will never say that was a good thing, but it's actually been a good exercise in understanding what it is we do want from our business. Because again, I'll say it again, and I'll say it a million times, creatives are different. We run heart-centered, beautiful businesses where more hustle and more grind is not fulfilling to us, right? The doing the grind is not where we're like in our happy mode, right? So what do we do to stay in love with our business? How do we get back to loving that dream business that we originally had? How do we get back to the honeymoon phase, right? So one of the things is we really truly need to be intentional about the business that we have and what we want from it. So we really need to be vision planning. And again, inside a lot of my coaching groups and my inner circle, inside my Retail Made Simple, these are things that we plan on. We start planning and we like to reverse engineer. So where are we headed? And let's reverse engineer that. And there's lots of ways to do that. I mean, there's lots of ways, but having a vision for your business, not just a year out, 3 years out. What does it look like 3 years out? This is really important to visualize and understand where you're going. It really helps you in your mindset understand what is needed to move to that place, right? That's going to help you understand what's needed to move to that place. So the other thing that we have to do to be intentional is we really need to take back our calendars, right? Like we really need to take back our time. Like I see retailers, and myself included, I was doing it too, totally guilty. We all go through this at different points in time, you know, saying yes to everything and trying to do all the things and not having strategic plans in place, maybe not having a solid, you know, planned out marketing. And this all sounds big and crazy, but this is how we take back our calendars. We take back our calendars by having systems in place, by having marketing in place, by having, you know, processes in place. We have things on rinse and repeat. We learn to say no. And all of this comes from learning to have our CEO hat on. And I know I speak a lot about the CEO hat, but this is how we take back our calendar. And really, that's the gist of it, right? We want to take back our calendar so we can take back, you know, keep our energy, because it's sacred, right? So our energy comes from being happy and fulfilled, and that when our calendar is just being run over by everything we're trying to do, that's not fun anymore. So all of it kind of comes back to that. We have to be willing to change so that we can grow. Like, we have to be willing to change. If you are stuck in your ways right now and no way, no how are you planning on making any changes, then you're going to have to be content with the lot that you have right now, right? So that's an eye opener for some retailers. They, you know, we have to always be evolving. We have to be very open to personal development. This is usually where the conversation goes funny. I say funny, but it's like, it usually goes squirmy maybe with retailers when I'm coaching them. You know, we can't be good at everything, even though I know we try, even though I know we think we are. We really need to identify our own gaps. We have to be vulnerable to identifying where we need help, right? What skills do we need to learn? What CEO level skills do we need to have to meet that vision, to run our business so that we can see that beautiful vision that we have for our business? I guarantee you that vision probably does not have you looking like an octopus roller skating because that's not joyful. That is not a happy vision for your business, right? So what skills do you need? And it's okay to be open again and vulnerable about just brain dumping all of the things that you know that you need to identify as things that you need to grow and work on. It doesn't have to be complicated. We all get bogged down in the minutia and the tasks. We get bogged down in the day-to-day activities. We sometimes can't see the big vision. And I know I speak about this on lots of other podcasts and I talk about this, but here's why I want to talk about this today. I do not want you to resent your business. I do not want you to fall out of love of this beautiful business that you have built. So we really need to get better at simplifying. We need to get better at understanding where, it's not compromise. That's not the right word. It took me a long time. And I'm going to be honest with you. It took me a long time to understand and to identify where I was self-sabotaging. And I hate using that word, but that is what I was doing sometimes. You know, I was fighting putting systems in place. I was fighting putting processes in place. I don't know why. I have no idea why. When I look back now, I see where all those big shifts and happy things happened. The dominoes are going to start falling. You know, once we identify those things, like, oh man, if I just did this, then all of these things would help, right? So we want you to fall back in love with your business. So if your goal is to hang on to every job in your business, you're always going to be the bottleneck. So I want you to think about that. If your goal, if you're a one-person show and you're just not willing to hire help for this, that, or the other thing, you're always going to be the bottleneck into the growth part of your business. You are going to get tired. You can't be the only one. So we can't hang on to every job. One of the best things I've ever heard, not ever heard, but one of the great things I've heard, some advice. I heard a quote and I cannot remember who said this, but they said that advice that they had received once was to fire yourself from every job that someone else can do. Like, wow, right? So fire yourself from every job that someone else can do. You know why? That's going to leave space for you to be the artist or the creative, for you to be the idea person, for you to be the CEO, for you to be the visionary of your business, for you to do the fun stuff, to do the things that light you up, right? So if you're not doing all this little minutia stuff, the tasks, the things that are just making you resent your business, you are going to have lots of room and space for the things that you're good at, your zone of genius. Your superwoman cape can be put down and you can just put on the cape of whatever it is that you want to do in your business. And I have seen this happen many, many times. I want to tell you, it is super possible. I have seen retailers resist. I'm one of those people, by the way. I'm one of those people that resisted forever. And once I finally realized that I needed to hire help, I needed to build my skills, I needed to get better at simplifying and putting systems in place, it opened up all the floodgates for me to be the visionary of my business. I see it with my retailers all the time, for me to do the fun things, for me to get back to the artistic stuff, for me to grow my business, and I stopped resenting it as well too. So we just really need to get good at letting go. We need to stop telling ourselves stories about cost and that it's not possible. And one of the tricks for this is, I highly recommend, is to write out a job description for yourself. This is super powerful, by the way, because I will tell you right now, if you are still cleaning the toilets in your shop or your retail business, that's probably not on your job description. So just writing out a job description might help you understand where you can grow into your visionary position. So let's fall back in love with our business by having a clear vision with what we want. We want to be very open to learning our new skills, lots of business skills that you can learn and grow. Learners are earners, my friend. We want to fire ourselves from the jobs that we can get somebody else to do. And we want to rewrite our job description. We want to get help and seek support where we can. And we have to be okay, understanding that it's okay to be happy in our retail jobs. So get back to your zone of genius. Get back to what lights you up. I am sending you all the love so that you are not going to resent your business. If I can support you in any way to get back into loving your business and finding that right path, please remember to reach out. You can find me at wendybatten.com. It is my mission to help creative shop owners feel better about their business and see that profit and be happy back into their visionary positions of being the creative CEO of their business as well too. So remember, Retail Made Simple is open. It is my 4-week course. It is open right now if you're listening to this in January 2021. Our class starts on January 18th. We do talk about the CEO role. We talk about understanding money. We talk about mindset. We talk about being the boss. We have marketing sessions in there. We have systems, organizing, all of the processes and how to get back our calendars with our time management skills. We talk about all those things. If you're wondering if it's right for you, please check it out at wendybatten.com. I would love to support and help you grow your business, grow your beautiful business, and help you stay in love with your business. So this is the end of our season one of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. We'll be back in a few weeks. I am so grateful to have you here. If you found anything helpful in this podcast, I would love it if you would share, or if you would leave us a review. It helps us help other retailers find us. So it's so, and I just love reading your reviews. So thanks, my friends. We'll see you for season two of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. Hope to see you inside Retail Made Simple too. Talk to you soon, guys. Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.